big story is, I've been warning, suggesting, gently forecasting that things are all going to be taken down. And I don't brag. I don't even think like that. I just was told what's going to happen, and I repeated it because I want you all to have every advantage you can. And it's happening. This country, by June and July, very likely may be almost unrecognizable. Economically, sociologically, the employment game is over. We're going to spend some time, like we did in the last part of the last hour last night, playing more examples of people who are, they're out of luck, and they're going to lose everything. These are Gen Zers, and like it or not, Gen Z is the bulk of the upcoming generation that is supposed to sustain this country and our way of life as it grows into maturity and adulthood. This is 30 years of age and under. Stories today, they call them layoffs, but they're firings. Firings in January, layoffs if you will, were the highest to start a year since 2009. U.S. employers announced that well over 100,000 layoffs for the month in January. That's up 118% from the same period a year ago and 205% higher than it was in December 2025, just a month back. This is not good, and it's going to get worse. And these younger people, a lot of them went to college. A lot of them, unfortunately, got college loans. You know the game. And they got their obligatory bachelor's degree. Many got their master's degree. And all of them who played the loan game are losers. They're now 100, 150,000, 50,000 in debt, and they can't find work. There is no work. And this year, there are supposed to be millions of jobs that vanish from being accessible by human beings. Yes, AI is taking them over. I don't blame AI. It's the controllers. It's the natural metamorphosis of our way of life in the face of this astounding technology that we gave birth to, if you think about it. It's already surpassed us in almost every aspect imaginable. That's not being talked about, but it's a fact. It's not just some rickety algorithm tied to a computer, some creaky old cranky computer. This is overwhelming to the planet, and it's at one point dominant sentient life form, us, Homo sapiens. AI is walking away. And I think we made this case a long time ago. It's happening. I don't know what to tell people who are ready, willing, and able to go to work. The stories are truly horrific. So let's go back to that video that I played just a part of last night. People are losing hope. Everything in America has changed. This is true. There's no exaggeration in those words at all. All right, so let's take a listen to some of these stories. And I think you can tell by the sound of most of these people, they're good people. They're young kids, you know, 24, 25, and they want to work. But the jobs are not there any longer, nor are there going to be jobs there. Now, not only are these young people out of the house buying game, they won't be able to buy a home. They just won't. If you have two people with white-collar type positions, married, applying together, and they have a 10 to 20% down payment, they might be able to get a loan to get into a house. And what happens if one of them is laid off? or both of them are fired. They lose the house. Where do they go? Looking for rentals, most of them. And you know what's happening to rent prices. It's going through the roof because the gouging slumlords are trying to take advantage of this windfall of applicants for their rentals. I'm very discouraged about human beings in this game. Not all, but many. All right, here are some stories of young people in their 20s trying to find work. Oh, and people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who lose their jobs, well, they're either going to have to move home with mom and dad, if mom and dad are still around and have room, or some of them quite literally are going to end up homeless and on the streets. And this is a disgrace. That's what President Trump likes to say. It's a disgrace. He's a disgrace for continuing what Biden did, sending money to Ukraine, any money to Ukraine, any money to any foreign nation to sustain war, death, killing, fighting. That's what he's doing. Another $30 billion to Israel. Israel, this is an ATM machine for Israel. You know that. He just sent $20 billion to Argentina to help Milei get reelected. That's a fact. I don't know how much he sent or okayed to Ukraine. But think of all the expense involved in staging the military for the attack on Iran. That costs money. No one thinks about that. I think somehow the military doesn't cost us. It's just part of the structure. No, it costs money. So billions are being spent sending our munitions, our men, our equipment over there to attack a sovereign nation state that has done nothing to us. Nothing. But Trump is not calling the shots. He is being told what to do. We've been through that story many, many times. All right, here's the video. Listen to these young people. Shocking. I would say the average age is 24 to 27.
Let's see what people are saying today.
3,000. That's the number of jobs I've applied to as of today. 3,000 jobs. During the course of the year and a half that I've been out of work after a injury that happened on the job, trying to find another job has been so difficult. Now, mind you, I have 25 years experience as a sales manager, 29 years as an event manager. I'm well overqualified for any job I apply to, but yet, for some reason, over the course of me applying to 3,000 jobs, I've only had 9 interviews. And I've had maybe 15 callbacks.
Now, he's older. You can tell right away by his experience. Yeah, he's in his early 50s, I'd say. But that's the group I mentioned. They're the ones who have owned homes, paid mortgages for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years if they have a 30-year mortgage. And all of a sudden, they've got no means to pay. Oh, I talked to a banker today, somebody who works in loans, special asset department, whatever. And she told me that they are beginning to foreclose at a rate that is very concerning to her, obviously, but it's going to turn into a cascade. So the bank that she works for is foreclosing on its own clients, its own banking customers, who took out a home improvement loan, whatever, and they're behind, or they have a mortgage or a second mortgage, and they're behind. The bank, no mercy, they're foreclosing. This should not be allowed to happen here when you think of all the money that President Trump and Biden sent abroad. All that money should have been directed internally to this country to make sure that people didn't lose their homes, their way of life, etc. And this is all just nauseating beyond belief. All right, let's go back.
And all the other ones are fake. These days, you have to actually look at the actual website versus Indeed or LinkedIn, but both those sites are basically worthless. They're now becoming social media sites where it's more about popularity versus an actual job. So I'm just putting it out there. Tomorrow is my birthday. It would be really nice if I could find work. So I'm putting that out there to the gods above. There's only so much resources that I can use before I run out of money. And frankly, the market is that bad. Is anybody else having that problem? I'd love to hear your story. I don't know if you've applied to 3,000 jobs. Have a nice day.
How am I supposed to tell my parents I can't get a job? Nowhere is hiring. I've been sending in hundreds of applications, probably thousands at this point, and I can't get a job. The kicker is I'm overqualified. Overqualified. I feel like I'm wasting my time and banging my head against a wall.
After applying for over 324 jobs, getting 11 interviews and zero job acceptance letters back, I'm convinced I'm going to be homeless in a year. And the worst part is I am over $120,000 in debt because society says you're supposed to get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. Well, I got both, and I have fucking nothing. Do you know how embarrassing it is to go back to the same job you used to work at in high school 6 years later in life? It's embarrassing. The same manager, the same 40 and 50-year-olds that used to work there are still there, and now I'm fucking going back. Please tell me, what are you doing to make money in this economy? What side hustles, what jobs are you applying for? What are you doing to scrape by? Because the only reason I am able to even pay my rent each month is because of the ClaimWise app. Your boy needs some help.
Being unemployed.
Okay, think about that. Sincere, he bought the line, get a student loan. It was so easy. Once you signed up, all you had to do was just click and you get the money. I think they set our whole next generation up with that. I think it was an op. Wouldn't surprise me. So this young guy is being honest. He may be on the streets next year. He's a very intelligent, certainly average, above average, whatever. He's educated. Nothing. Nothing out there for him.
And applying to jobs is an actual humiliation ritual. We need to talk about it out loud at this point, because it wasn't always like this. So back in 2018, I used to be able to apply to like 6 jobs in one day, and I would hear back from all 6 of them by the next day, within 24 hours. Even if I didn't get any of the jobs, I would hear back. And I still was offered like 80% of those jobs, you know what I mean? Nowadays, you're lucky if you hear back. Like, let's think about this here. I go online, I have an Indeed, I have everything pre-set up, I have all my information pre-put into Indeed. So I have to go type in whatever job I'm looking for. 90% of the job listings are scams. They're not real. Like, they're fake. I don't understand how this is even legal. And I don't understand how Indeed doesn't do anything about it. They're not.
I don't know much about Indeed. Apparently, it's a job warehouse where you can go type in the type of job you're looking for. And they'll allegedly send or route your resume right to that type of employment opportunity. Or give you a list and you can do it. I don't know. But for her to say that she thinks a huge percentage of those job listings are fraud wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Indeed, and other companies of that ilk would want to have what appears to be, what seems to be, a full portfolio of employment opportunities. So what the hell? Maybe they are making them up.
Jobs. They're fake jobs that are taking up space. So you have like 60% fake jobs. And then the other 40% are like criminally underpaid. Criminally. Like, if you don't have a degree, a lot of these jobs are starting off at like, I'm not even kidding, $11 to $12.
All right. There's something going on here. It's like a feeding frenzy where our species, our people have turned on themselves. They're gouging. They're gouging on prices. They're gouging on circumstance. They're ripping people off. They know they now have control of the masses. And they're also, I'm convinced, raising grocery prices unnecessarily in many cases. They're doing it because they can get away with it. These being the food brokers, the food producers, big corporations which are now behind most of the big brand names, and you get a good label, Amy's Organic, they sold out. Everybody seems to have a price. Who knows how much they sold for, but something like ConAgra probably owns them now. And the prices on everything are going up. You know that. But I'm noticing it. I just want you to know that. And I think a lot of it is out and out gouging.
Looking further, and like 50% of those jobs are part-time jobs, or they're commission-based. So finally, after like 40 minutes of looking, you'll find a job, you'll go to apply, oh, it has another website, it redirects you to their website. Now you have to go re-put all of your information in. You still get to attach your resume at the end, but you have to retype everything back in, which, like, it's first world problems, I guess, but it is annoying. So you put all the damn information in, and then you are lucky, like I said, you are lucky if you hear back from them ever again. And it is like, it is exhausting. For your soul. It is exhausting. I'm literally going online and I'm distributing myself online for free labor. Well, not free, paid, but like for manual labor. And I'm like begging someone, a company that probably doesn't even give a crap about me. I'm like, please, please take me. Like, this is pathetic and humiliating. And I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Hey,
okay. She said many of the so-called job opportunities that she can even turn up are $11 and $12 an hour jobs, and many of those are part-time. Where is the hope for this whole generation of young people who are in the employment market now? What is going to inspire them to even keep going?
Story. So I went to Any Hour Electric Plumbing, whatever, for a job interview for a video and marketing position that did not list a salary, which is very cool, very nice of them not to do. So I went in. There's already 10 people, right? Granted, before I even got there, she texted me and says, hey, plan for an hour and a half. And I thought, that's odd. But, you know, maybe you do a 45-minute interview. If it goes really well, they push you right on to the next guy, and they want to hire, like, today. And so I go in. There's 10 people waiting there, which is strange. They go, hey, come over here. We go into this room, big TV, and they go, you guys are all here potentially for different positions we're hiring for. This is not a group interview. Thank goodness. I thought it was a group interview. It looks exactly like a group interview, and it feels like one, too. It was so strange. And then we go, you know, I did get a free water, and bless her heart. She was very nice. And so she says, this is not a group interview, but, you know, before we start the interviews, we just want you to know about the company. We're going to take you, we're going to watch a 45-minute video. We're going to walk around. We're going to learn about the things here at Any Hour Plumbing and Electric. And I thought, this, what is happening in the job market? What is this? This is, I have 10 plus years of experience. I've managed a big team. Like, if you want to hire someone who's a professional, you cannot do this kind of thing to people. Like, what is going, what are companies doing? What are they thinking? You asked me to come in for an interview, and then you told me that you would do a hour and a half unpaid training before you even consider me for the job? What is going on? I don't care about Any Hour Electric and Plumbing until I work there. That's the whole point. Once you start paying me, I start caring and I start making cool stuff for you. What's happening? What are you thinking? You got to do better. I know you can do it. You can do better, companies. Come on. I know you can.
I'm not so sure they can. Nice to see his optimism.
Training for my job that I'm overqualified for. I made a job posting a few weeks ago describing the job market and how hard it is, especially in Dallas. And you know how it's impossible to get a job, and if you do get the job, you're most likely overqualified. And all the people in the comments, well, not all the people, it was actually very supportive. A lot of people are just like, oh, work two jobs, get apply more, mess with your resume. Why do you think you're overqualified? Bet you're not overqualified. Bet you don't have anything to show, or blah, 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 blah. I feel pretty, pretty validated now that the job post, the job report came out. We're fucked. This is a terrible job market. Unless you believe that numbers and facts are just made up. And they might be. But this is a job report done by the Trump administration. So if you are one of those people that are like, oh, you're not qualified for anything, you should just work harder, a lot of the times, those are going to be your diehard Republicans, and they're just ignorant. Look at the numbers. This job market is terrible. Terrible.
I'd say it's terminal. It's not going to get better. There are no new waves of employment opportunities showing up, or even if you have binoculars, in the distance. There are none. This is the great reset, the great changeover. This is all coming down, and it will not be a case of recovery. It's replacement, and humans are being replaced. Wow. How are these people going to make it? I really worry about this whole generation. The employed. How are they going to make it when they're told, goodbye, it's over, it's done, we can't use you anymore, and you start looking, and within a few days, you'll see there are no jobs at all, and there may be 100 vying for every one, maybe 1,000 vying for every job that is really out there. I don't know.
Hope that everybody's finding some sense of luck out there, but I know that nobody's getting jobs, and I know how hard it is. I'm in the same boat. Hopefully it gets better. And by the way, if you were wondering, pretty much the only jobs right now hiring is healthcare. And even hospitality, a job field that's usually booming because a lot of people like to come to America. Well, that's not the truth anymore. People aren't coming to America. We're not a very welcoming country when you try and ship everybody out all the time. So pretty much every field is suffering except for healthcare. So it's not just you. Don't feel bad about it. It's everybody.
There's something about this job market that literally makes you question everything about yourself. And it sucks. Like, I hate to be the person that cries on the internet, but like, it is so demeaning and defeating to, like, sit through countless interviews, applications, know that you're one overqualified, you will be underpaid for that job, and just be fucked around with, constantly fucked around with, and fucked over. That's it. This whole entire cycle of the market, being on the market right now, is just being fucked around with and fucked over. Let this be your sign to check on your friend or cousin or family member who's on the market right now and struggling. They could probably use a hug.
The job market right now is just brutal. That's absolutely true. When it's become normal for people to apply to thousands of positions or sit through unpaid training sessions before even being considered for a real interview, what's that about? I can definitely understand why so many, particularly young folks, are questioning whether taking out loans for college was even worth it. When you're thousands of dollars in debt and you can't get a job, you realize something is truly broken, you know? And this new generation is facing one of the toughest economies we've seen in decades.
Honestly, something that...
I'm going to repeat what I said last night. How do you think they're going to vote in the midterms? Think about it. Next November? All right.
What doesn't surprise me is just how difficult it is for a lot of young adults out here trying to actually achieve their dreams. I mean, price of rent's going up, cost of college is going up, car insurance and car payments suck for people under the age of 25. It's difficult to get a credit score, hard to survive, and some young adults don't have the luxury of living with their parents. I mean, I'm grateful to be in the position I'm in, but it doesn't make it any less difficult, especially when you're struggling to make ends meet and you're still trying to achieve something that's going to change the world. And I know millions and millions of young adults across the U.S. and the world all feel that way.
Here I am. It is 11:45 at night on a Wednesday. I'm sitting on my fucking bathroom floor because I feel like I'm going to have a literal mental breakdown. How are people surviving? How are we doing this? Like, single people specifically. Single people in their late 20s that live in a city. How the fuck are you surviving? Tell me. Please. I am 27 years old. I live on my own in Philadelphia. I'm a woman. I went to school for 5 years. I have a bachelor's degree in digital marketing and in my own business for 9 years on top of that. And one, I can't find a job anywhere. I'm trying to utilize my degree. Can't find a job anywhere. I've been applying for months, almost a year. Can't. Nothing. Two, I'm struggling while living on my own. Struggling. Like, I can't even put food on my table. I can't even afford my bills. I'm playing bill roulette every single month. Savings? Don't know her. Cushion? Emergency cushion? Don't know her either. I'm at a loss of words. How the fuck are people doing this? I'm on the fence, and I've essentially made the executive decision that when my lease is up, I have to move back in with my parents just to play catch-up, just to play catch-up on debt, just to put money in my savings again, just to re-regulate my fucking nervous system, because being in constant financial distress destroys your body, destroys your emotional sanctity. I'm in a constant mode of fight or flight.
That's a very fair statement and something that should be kept in mind by anybody who cares. It's true. Stress will destroy you. Wipe your health out. Here's another one.
You're wrong. I love being single and I love living alone. It's great. It's fantastic. But fuck, it's expensive. I just spent $600 on brakes on my car, just on the front part of the car, because I couldn't afford all four brakes and axles and rotors and whatever the fuck.
That's outrageous. $600 for front disc brakes? No. That's, see? Gouging. It doesn't have to be that way, but it is.
And then now I just paid my car payment, which is $500, so I just blew $1,100 in like 3 hours, and it wasn't even, like, fun, you know? Fuck. Sorry, it's just so overwhelming. Like, you work, and 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 it's just to pay off, like, your basic necessities.
You see any hope for families and children to build the next generation? These people aren't going to have families, not like we usually think about America, families, school. No, they're not going to. They're too messed up. They have no ground on which to stand. They have no money to certify even a rental home.
Like in this city that I live in, public transport, please. If I were to do public transport, it's like asking to get raped, and I really shouldn't be crying because now I have to go to another work event, and now I'm going to be all puffy. I'm just... Living is so expensive. Just keeping yourself alive and floating is so expensive. And what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted is if I were to take public transport here, especially for my job requires a car. I have to have a bunch of shit that I have to lug with me for work. And I can't do that with public transport. I'm venting. Inflation sucks. Just living in America sucks. Living alone sucks. It's great, but it sucks. Because you have to front all the expenses by yourself. I need a husband just so that I can live. So we can split the bills.
So I kind of wanted to make a video just like talking about this like realization I have. I mean, I've kind of had it for a while, but I've been in the sociology class at college, and my teacher in there is he's like ranked in the top five teachers like in the entire country. He's a really good sociology. He's a really good teacher in general, but he's my sociology teacher. And we've been watching a lot of these documentaries by this guy named Michael Moore about the healthcare system in the United States, about our food in the.
Wow, see the programming. His great sociology teacher is teaching with Michael Moore videos. Talk about left-wing bias in education. There it is. Midterm elections. Who are they going to vote for? You figure it out.
States about the mass incarceration, about the war on drugs, about all these things, and all I can see during these documentaries is like people suffering, like real people in America suffering because of the consequences of capitalism and about I don't even think that capitalism is like horrible. I don't think socialism is the answer either. I think that there's just things that we need to do to fix problems in America. And like after watching, like just seeing what like our healthcare system in America, like the amount of people that just die, the amount of lives that are ruined by just things that we take for granted in America, like the insurance companies, about like the monopolization of like our food, the monopolization of the healthcare industry, the monopolization of our prison industrial complex, of all these things, like how corporations run our government, and you know, and like I can't.
That's an interesting point. The prison industrial complex. Those people are not going to get laid off. They got nowhere to go, right? They're prisoners, so they'll find work for them somehow.
I can't participate in it, and this is kind of like my realization that I want to start on the process of moving to another country or doing something, just because I can't. Like, the cost of living is going up so high in America right now, and like everything, just this the cost of living, like inflation and everything, but not even because of not it's all because of corporate greed. That's all it is. And it's just I don't know. And I asked my sociology teacher today, like, you know, I've been struggling with like how much individual action can really affect change. And like basically what he's saying is that the system just has to fix itself. The system has to like destroy itself so that it can be remade.
Okay, just so you know, you can't even leave if you want to. Even if you have all of your documents and your paperwork,
She's saying leaving America isn't easy. So she's kind of echoing what that guy said just a minute ago. Looking for somewhere else, but she said leaving is not easy. I'm going to back this up just a little bit so we can catch her beginning. All right, here we go.
Just so you know, you can't even leave if you want to. Even if you have all of your documents and your paperwork, I've called every single immigration lawyer around, like where I live, and they've told me that they only help with people who are trying to get into the United States, not with people who are trying to leave. So now I have to do more research to figure out which embassies to call and what type of lawyer I need to get all of my documents switched over. They're making it hard on purpose, just so you know. Fuck it. We're still going to ball.
I mean, when you hear people talking about leaving the country entirely, you know they're losing hope for their future here. They could have done everything they could to have financial stability after graduating, but they're still far from getting ahead. And I think a lot of people can relate to that situation right now. It's not just about money anymore. It's about whether this whole system even works. It seems like everyone is struggling, and America has changed. But not for the better.
I think one of the biggest issues we have is just the loss of hope in America. I think people are unbelievably cynical that life can get better. And I think that's why you're seeing so much effort on rent freezes and price controls and redistribution, because people are absolutely cynical that anything can be done to actually make their lives better. Students do not believe that they are going to be able to afford a home, that they're going to be able to afford electricity, which in my area costs $1,000 a month.
The American dream has been dead for a long time, but it's just, you cannot live in this country comfortably unless you have generational wealth. I've done everything right. I've done all the things that I was told to do in order to make it. Okay? I have my bachelor's degree. I did really well in college. Graduated almost at the 4.0. I went above and beyond while I was in college. I was a research assistant. I did this and that. I did all these things. Now I'm getting my master's degree in a field that I will definitely have a job and make a good enough living, right? I don't need like a boat. I don't need like to own a bunch of property. I just want to exist and not have to check my bank account when I buy fucking groceries. Like, is that too much to fucking ask? I guess it doesn't even matter what you do because you're just fucked. And maybe that is a very, like, pessimistic viewpoint, but it is kind of hard not to feel that way when you live in modern America, because, I don't know. So, okay, thanks everyone, bye.
This economy is really starting to piss me off.
So this lady's in her 40s, this one.
Husband and I, we have done good for so long. So long. I struggled in the beginning when my kids were little. I went to nursing school. My husband has a good job. We were doing good. Now I can't even pay my bills. I'm sick of this. I am sick of this. I spent $500 on groceries yesterday. Walmart again. Like, what in the world? I'm so sick of this. I'm gonna have to get another freaking job. What are y'all doing to help get through this? Because I am sick of it. I am not used to being this broke and I don't like it. I did all the things to get me out of where I was when I was younger.
If you are not struggling financially right now, then you need to consider yourself completely blessed. Like, don't even consider yourself. You are completely blessed. Like, every time I check my local mom group on Facebook, I see requests or people asking where they can get some financial assistance to pay utilities or assistance with rent. And it's concerning because these people are working full-time jobs and they just can't make things work right now. For example, this morning a woman posted she's an RN working two jobs and still is struggling. I know we're all complaining about how expensive things are. For me, personally, like, my car insurance doubled in August. I was paying around $140 a month, and now I'm paying $280 for two vehicles, and I'm one driver. And I have never had a claim. There was no reason for the increase other than they just increased me.
Gouging. Gouging everywhere. And when these young people give up hope, what hope is there for the country? Does President Trump care? Do any politicians in Washington care? Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene cared. She's gone now. Tom Massey, a few. What can they do about it? Nothing.
On top of that, Florida Power and Light rules the entire state of Florida now. They bought out Gulf Power, and since then, all I ever hear about from people is how astronomical their utility bills are. Everyone is trying to find ways to save money. But as soon as we save money in one area, something else goes up. So it's just kind of like we're sliding the scale back and forth, and we're just, it's actually like increasing. We're never saving, no matter how hard we try. Like, I stopped eating out with my kids. Obviously, eating out is super expensive, but I went almost a month no eating out, and it was still a struggle. And if you made it this far, I don't mean this to be like a pity party thing. I'm figuring it out. But last Friday, my birthday, my boss cut my hours in half. So yeah, I guess this is also like a PSA to people who aren't struggling right now. Don't be tone deaf. because you never know what's going on behind the scenes. If you start to notice behavior changes and lifestyle changes, I can promise you it's because people are being proactive or, I don't know, maybe reactive to their financial situation. It's just a mess.
Nobody can save money. She lost half of her employment hours. She's got kids. She didn't say anything about a husband, so she's probably handling it herself. Toughest job there is to be a single parent, a good single parent. I'm doing this, sharing these things, because I'm shocked to hear how bad it is, and I had a pretty good idea. There's not one glimmer of hope in any of these testimonials. Not one.
We know that America is not going to change during our lifetime. So we're not going to subject ourselves to that type of lifestyle until we die. When we can come over here and live a higher quality of life, health care, eat good food, you know, and relax instead of having all the chaos that continues to go on in that part of the world. And they're affecting the rest of the world with their attitude. So, no, it's not a regret. It's mainly a relief for us to have made the decision when we did. I made it long before when I was serving in the Department of Defense in different countries. I knew I was never going back to America, only to retire, pack up my stuff, and leave. I knew that because I seen the infrastructure of other countries that I've been living in that was better than ours. But we're supposed to be the richest, but I see countries that take care of their people, give them free health care, give them housing, give them money per month. I lived in the Middle East 3 years, and a lot of them don't pay house payments because housing is provided, health care is provided, a monthly income is provided. So when we see those things around the world, and then they're giving the income during the pandemic, they're giving a monthly income bigger than what the United States was. So we see how they take care of themselves in other countries, and we don't need to subject ourselves to that. We've already done that with our military service.
America is not what it once was. I've got some bad news for people who don't travel internationally. The world hates us, okay? We're not the big dog. We don't have the clout that we once had. We aren't even, like, statistically on top of anything, education or anything anymore. And I've traveled a lot internationally. Over COVID, obviously, I stopped. And there's always been an underlying tone that America is dangerous. But, you know, we run Hollywood, so a lot of the media that is consumed by people in other countries is still American. However, I'm on my first international trip since COVID, and it has gotten worse. I have heard from every nationality that America is dangerous, but I arrived in Indonesia, which is a country that, you know, a lot of people aim to get out of and go to America. And the first thing that my taxi driver says to me is that he's afraid of America because of all the poppy seeds that we're taking and all the jazz powder that people are using. And he's convinced that people are walking around the U.S. like zombies. Because that's what's on the internet. That's what these people are seeing. And I think it's a really big lesson if you are sheltered and are not leaving the U.S. We don't got it. Like, we don't got it anymore. People don't want to live in America. People aren't eager to live in America. When I was in Europe, a lot of the kids said their parents wouldn't let them go to America because they were afraid they were going to get popped by the police. Like, those are the fears. The only fear that Americans have when their children travel overseas is that they're going to be, like, in the movie Taken, which is a very small possibility. And they just use that as a fear. I don't even, like, that's not really even a founded fear. People aren't taking Americans when we go, because you know how big of a hell case they would raise if some little white girl went missing? That's not what's happening. But what is happening is other people from other nations are going to America and bad things are happening to them. So, just a reminder, we ain't shit. We ain't shit.
One of the things that I have noticed extremely is how people are so strapped right now. People are feeling economic burden. People are feeling isolated. People are feeling like they just have no hope anymore. And at some point, I've expressed this before, but I definitely feel that something within this system that we're in is going to collapse because people are unable to do anything really in terms of their livelihood to be able to live and feel comfortable. I mean, there's no comfortability anymore.
Sense of impending collapse. They're sensing it. It's coming. I'll again say, by June, July, this country will be a shambles. And watch the liberal left start to pitch things to the disenfranchised, the defeated. That's what they are. They're defeated now, and you hear it. And they have reasons to feel that way.
People are literally getting up day by day in isolation mode, feeling like a ghost, going out, and feeling as though they're not prospering in any way in life. So something has to give. Something has to give, guys. This is not going to be it. This is not the end all. It's not. It can't be. We have to put our faith in God. Absolutely. Put our faith in Jesus first. But I'm letting you know that you have to find the joy in a lot of little things. And when you can find the joy in the little things in life, a lot of stuff becomes easier. But everybody can feel the rawness right now of the emotions that people are going through. And it's just definitely difficult. I want you to know that you're not alone in this, and that there are people who are definitely feeling the way that you are. And you're loved and you're appreciated, even though everybody seems to be isolated and not wanting to talk to each other. I want to let you know that you're loved and you're appreciated beyond any measure of words.
Okay. Nice final little installment there. What do you think about all this? Many of you listening are probably of this mindset right now. You're getting beaten up with reality, the new reality, the gouge reality. That woman shouldn't go into a supermarket with kids and spend $500 on groceries. Used to be $200 was a shock. And I've seen it all. You have too, many of you. You watch, you study, you listen, you remember how things were. And the price, I just don't see any viable reason why they're warranted. Why you spend $4 and what the hell is it? It's all $4.75 for a can of organic soup. One can. There's no reason for that. The ingredients can't be much more than a few cents when you think about it. Then you look at the label and you put it back. Too many things you can't pronounce, too many things you know. Partially hydrogenated this, soy that. You don't want to eat those things. It'll get you. And then you have to pay through the nose to be able to eat poison. These aren't tainted foods. They're poisoned foods. Believe it. When you have something simple with over 50 ingredients, poison is what you're consuming. Don't do it. Buy organic, eat a little less. Many Americans are overweight. They can afford to lose a few pounds. There's nothing wrong with that. You will be healthier. But this whole game of auto insurance, $3,000 a year for the woman had two cars, health insurance that you really don't use, and if you do, you get the runaround. And you get given poison to take. Pharmacological poisons. That's what they give. And the doctors get bonuses for giving out vaccinations. They get bonuses for doing this and that with the public. We've covered it all. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, far worse, worse than anyone has ever seen it before. So please think about that. If you don't agree, fine. If you do agree, make plans to the best of your ability. Put food away. Think about things in the garage you might be able to sell. Usually stuff out there. Stuff. Turn that into some kind of liquidity with which you can spend money to prepare at least a little bit. All right. Wow. We'll be right back. Hang on.